Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Central Coast Uncorked.
Welcome. You guys, this is the end of our first season.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, congratulations to us.
Yeah.
We are celebrating
with a bottle of Domaine Tempier Rosé that I brought home from France.
Very good. Delicious.
Quite delightful. Much less than you pay for it here.
So all you have to do is go to France.
Mm-hmm.
How much was your plane ticket?
It's much cheaper to just fly to France and buy it. Not really.
I'm sure.
But if you happen to already be there, then it's worth it.
Stock up.
Yes.
Well, you guys, we, like Jamie was saying, we're at the end of our first season. Very, very exciting. We recorded 40 episodes, actually. This would be our 41st episode, but a total of 40 episodes this first year.
That's a lot.
First season.
That's a lot of new wineries.
It is a lot of new wineries. We went and tried so many great places, and, you know, we were scrolling through, talking, reminiscing about some of our favorites, some of the ones early on. What were a couple of your top highlights, Jamie?
Well, when I start at the beginning, like, I think my favorite early on episode was Autry Cellars. I feel like that was kind of a milestone for us as far as, like, figuring out how to do things. And it was, like, such a find.
Yeah.
You know, the other places were, all of the places seemed like a find. But that one especially, because he's kind of quirky, the whole place is not your typical, like, tasting room.
Right.
Because it's so casual. But I just really appreciated that. I want to go back there.
Yeah. We should. We should go see him.
And we learned how to say Senor La Valley.
I think it's Signor La Valley.
Signor La Valley? Okay, Signor, so we didn't learn how to say that.
But we had a great time there, and they had really good wine. I still think about that Pet Nat all the time, and I have wanted to go get a bottle for a really long time, and every time I'm in Avila, for whatever reason, it happens I, like, just miss their hours.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I also think, like, Lavinia, you said that one. Like, I want to go back there and have some cheese.
Oh, I know.
Because that was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot about Timber / Tambor. That was a great stop. That was a funny day all the way around. But I did enjoy that.
And we've gone back
a couple times since then.
So
I do feel like a standout for me, though, was Monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was so out of the ordinary for me, like, being only whites. Mm-hmm. Definitely not somewhere I would have just gone to because it's only whites. I would have been like, I don't know.
Right.
But I feel like that place was a find. I think that was a great, great place for us to... What about you? What were some of your favorites?
So Monochrome is definitely one of the first ones that stood out in my mind. That I think that one was really a standout for me. It was so eye-opening, the, like, whole world of white wine. You know, ever since we started doing this project, I feel like my palate has definitely expanded, and I've been so much more open and willing to explore white wine. And it's opened up a whole new world for me.
Yes.
It's really exciting.
Yes. That kind of leads me to Pays sur Terre. Is that where you were going?
No.
Because that place was, I feel like, a shocker.
Mm. We'll cut that out.
But, like, that place really, though, it had, like, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That Uni Blanc, which we did not get to taste there, but we had, was just amazing. I think about it all the time. And Via Creek.
Yeah. Yeah, Via Creek is another standout for me. Definitely as we kind of, like, head into the winter months, colder months here, kind of, sort of, here in California, not really colder. But I think I start to think about some of the places where we had Baker Reds and things that make me feel cozy inside.
Like Law.
Oh my goodness. I've been there before, but it's still very, very good.
I had not been there before, and it was a doozy.
Yeah.
We just need to find out where the winemaker's from.
I think the other one that stood out to me was in Paso, downtown Paso, Bodegas de Paso, right?
Oh, yeah.
That one was...
That was a good one.
Really good. I loved...
They're all Spanish varietals,
right? And I loved that Moved they had, the Moved.
That's right, man.
You drank yours right away.
I did.
I still have mine, I'm pretty sure.
I liked Iron Oaks that down there, too. I think that was the same day, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we went to Iron Oaks day.
That place, like, the wine is definitely not, like, as complex as some of the other places, but their vibe is awesome.
Yeah, very
and
fun.
Like, they're so inviting. I've gone back there just to, like, have a quick drink before going to dinner. And, you know, it's so casual, and it definitely has more of a bar feel, which I like.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we obviously never release episodes for places that, you know,
we think suck.
Right. So hopefully you're able to find something that you love at each of the places that we've recorded at or recommended. Obviously not every single place is probably going to be for you, but hopefully that's what you got out of this podcast is, yeah. Does that sound like somewhere I want to go? Is that the vibe I'm looking for? And you were able to find some gems.
I hope too that it made like all our huge fan base like more adventurous, because you know, yeah. Like almost I would say 97% of these places were new to us. We had not been there. We had maybe tasted their wine but didn't 100% like remember what it was like.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was a part of it. That's part of what made this so fun, was like branching out. I mean, we went back to Tolosa, and that was a great, obviously, that's always a good stop. But it didn't have the same excitement and like anticipation that right. You have going somewhere new. So I hope it kind of made everyone realize like it's okay to branch out. It's okay to go with not a safe choice.
Yeah, for sure. And we're so excited to come back next year and do it again. So we won't leave you like completely hanging, right? We realize that going 2 months without any episodes would be so devastating for our huge fan base.
Our huge fan base.
We love you all.
Literally, because we probably know all of you.
We will probably have a couple surprise episodes. Maybe there's a few places that we haven't released yet that we did record at this year. So maybe pull some of those out, maybe pull out some of the things that got cut in the original edit, give you some like behind the scenes stuff. If there's any wineries where you would like to hear specific, you know, extra tidbits, let us know. And then in January 1st, well, I don't know that it's January 1st. The first week of January.
January 1st, I will be in Paris.
The first week of January, I don't know your passcode. I just tried to put mine in.
It's Jamie's.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
well, now
hard.
You just put that out for the internet.
It's cool. They can have whatever they find.
So the first week in January, we will release an episode. So January 3rd, we'll probably come back and send a little like heads up, we're gonna be releasing another episode, or like a little preview sneak peek. If there's anywhere that you're bummed that we didn't go to this season, please email us or let us know on social media. So Jamie, what are you doing while we take this break from wine podcasting?
I really like my term holiday hiatus that I came up with. Mm-hmm. It rolls off the tongue nicely. Mm-hmm. I'm having 20 people for dinner Thanksgiving weekend. 20 and a half, because Axel will be here too. What else am I doing? Oh, I'm going to France, back to France. I'll be just in Paris this time, but we are doing a wine and cheese pairing in one of the oldest wine caves
cool.
in the city, which very should be cool. exciting. And I found out that like around the corner from our hotel is supposed to be like a really cool wine bar that specializes in natural wines. Mm. So I'm stoked to go there. And we're going to lunch at the restaurant in the Eiffel Tower.
Very
so that
fun.
That should be fun. Am I doing anything else?
Working a lot.
Because I pretty much, you know, we usually record on Mondays and I have to work Mondays now and a few Saturdays. And I'm going to Death Valley next weekend. I'm terrified. We're going wheeling and the guy planning it just sent Kurt a revised map, and one of the roads he wanted to go up, Kurt and I have actually done last time we were there, and it's a one-way road, and he wanted to go the wrong way. So my confidence in said director is a little shaken at the moment.
Sure, it'll be fine.
What are you doing?
Well, I am headed to India this weekend, and I don't know about all of you guys, but there is actually a wine region, and
yeah, that kind of blew my mind.
in India, at least, a very well-known winery, and I'm going to go stay at that winery's, like, resort.
How fun.
It looks beautiful.
I'm so bummed I can't go.
Yeah, it looks beautiful, and you're, like, out on this lake, and then there's vineyards, and there's a couple other, like, lesser-known wineries, like, right on the same road, so I'll probably do, like, a wine tasting day.
How fun.
And do that, and then the rest of the time, of course, I will be working, doing my actual job, but I am excited to sneak in a little bit of fun and maybe even record a little bit, or at the very least bring some wines back so we can pick them apart here for our listeners.
Awesome. I'm really bummed I can't go. Stupid responsibility.
I know. Paris instead.
At least I get to go to the Fancy Pants Tolosa party.
You do. I know. I'm bummed I'm missing that. And then, of course, through the end of the year, just busy with end of the year stuff and taking time off and kind of refreshing. I'm sure we'll do a little bit recording here and there so that we're prepped for the beginning of the year.
Hopefully.
And then as far as like Central Coast and Cork stuff, we are making some progress with the Apple App Store. Finally, you guys.
Finally.
So I'm hoping that by the end of the year, we will have the app released in both Android and Apple. And we have some really good ideas on how to take the app to the next level. Well, or the original level for those of you who haven't even seen it yet. So it'll just be great to start with. But look out for that. We will definitely let you know on social media when that's happening. And we're super excited.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. And thank you to every winery that had us out. Yeah. It was such a great experience. Yeah. And we learned so much. And I'm really glad that enough people listened to us to like keep us motivated to do it again.
Right. I feel really good about us like keeping it going for so long.
Yeah, I think we did good. I'm going to high five you later.
I am going to high five you too.
I'm going to high five myself.
All right. Well, I want to second that thank you to all of the wineries that hosted us and had us out and let us be the dumb and dumber of the wine world.
That's right.
We hope you guys have a wonderful end of the year, holiday season, whatever you do.
Drink some great wine. Think of us. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, if you want recommendations, like ask us too. We think we're experts. Now that we've been doing this for, a year.
I'm a professional wine drinker. I need to update my cards from semi-professional wine drinker to
now professional
wine drinker. I've been doing it for a year. I've earned
the badge. All right. All right, you guys. We will see you in the new year.
Sounds good.